Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I tried to remember what number George Stark wore in his career with the Washington Redskins. And I'm an Eagles fan, George, so I'm going to tell you right off the bat. And I remembered somehow, and I don't know why, I remembered your number. I remembered.
You are the man.
Never, and I don't know why I did, though. I got to be honest with you, because your Redskins gave me nightmares. I mean, honestly, back in the day, they gave me nightmares. So,
you know, it's funny. Playing the Eagles were always, I think for the most part, we used to beat them. But I think the toughest games we ever played were always up there, you know, always up there. They were always very, very, even when the Eagles weren't a good team when I first came in the league. But the game, I always got beat up the most playing the Eagles.
Did you? But here's the thing is, though, I love that, how you slipped that in there. I think back in the day, we used to beat them off. You used to beat them like a drum. I mean, every time the Eagles beat the Redskins now, George, I always go, okay, that's for the Hogs. That's for seeing that's for seeing Joe Gibbs, who, by the way, Joe Gibbs is a guy that when I think of the I don't think he ever gets enough praise as being one of the greatest coaches of all time. And his 11 years the first time around with the Redskins, I think it's about as good as it ever gets. How was it being around guys like him?
Well, the thing about Joe Gibbs, the nice thing is, well, first of all, when he came, you know, he came from San Diego. He was he knew he had Don Coryell out there, and he knew they had an all-passing offense where he came from, and we really were a running team. And so at first it didn't start out too well. I think we were 0-5, but then he threw out that offense and he put in a running offense, and then the rest is history. But so I think his gift, one of his many gifts, is that he's a guy that could take his personal ego out of the game and make adjustments on the run, and that's what he did. And he had the Hogs and Riggins and everything. But
well,
so he
you're the head Hog. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean,
there it is. George Stark joining us here. You started 146 games in an NFL career. You play an entire career with the Redskins. And obviously you see the Redskins in the news now. And obviously people are talking about team change. And you have a Native American background. Did you ever think of it when you were playing for the Redskins? Or was it ever an issue for you?
I didn't think of it. I'm sort of like half black and half Mohawk. And but I didn't grow up, on a reservation or anything. So we have some ancestral lands up in northern New York for sure. But I'd be honest with you, I never really thought about it, the name as the pejorative, which, of course, it is. And so we all look at it differently today. But to be honest with you, I didn't think about it when I was playing.
When you think of the Redskins' name now in the current context, when you look at it through a lens of 2020, is it something that you believe has to change, or do you believe?
Absolutely.
So you do believe it has to change.
Absolutely, I think in today's world, it's just a negative term, And I have personally been in a lot of situations around a lot of Native Americans, or in Canada, they call them the indigenous folks, and I have asked that question. Specifically, what do they think about the term Redskins? And without a doubt, they don't like it. It's negative. It's not a happy thing.
Now, when you think of the team name and what it's meant to its history, do you think in any way it will negatively impact the history of what you guys had a great run? And there were many, many proud moments. It's been a while for the Redskins. But do you think that then affects their history or not?
I don't think so. I think that, we're all big people. You know, times change, circumstances change. The past is the past. You can't change the past. The past is what it is. And so the glory that's associated with the team and the name at that time, that'll never change. You know, but in today's world, you simply can't have that name. But that doesn't take anything away from the glory. You know, I was there for all of the glory years, all of them. My rookie year was 1972. That's a year the Redskins went to the Super Bowl and lost to Miami. I've always been associated with the Redskins' glory, but that doesn't mean that the name has just simply got to change. I mean, it doesn't change the past.
When you when I'm looking at your career, George, I just think you were born way too early. Because can you imagine just being able to play and be healthy enough to play 156 games in the National Football League on the offensive line? Like, you wouldn't be getting up on Sunday morning talking to me. You'd be counting your money still from last night.
Yeah, you're right. And in addition to that, the Hogs had such a great run.
Yes.
That today, and the nice thing about that was, we were all close. We were close off the field and on the field. And today, the game is different. Football today is more corporate. And so, if number one, you could probably never keep, seven guys who play like that together. That the agent would say, so-and-so is going to offer you more money to go different. You could never keep seven guys together that long. And have the run the Hogs had, The game is just different. It's guys are individuals today. They're like individual corporations. The linemen, so you just couldn't do it. So it's nice to be able to say that I was part of that, that's for sure.
What does retirement hold for you? Or are you even retired? I mean, I know it looks like you could still play.
I don't think so. But I live with my family in Beverly Hills, and I'm a writer. And I have written, since you asked me,
yes,
a TV series based on the Hogs.
Really?
I wrote a TV series based on John Riggins and the Hogs, because we did a lot of unique stuff that no one's ever done before or will ever do again. And I decided it was unique enough to write about it. That's what I'm a writer. And so I wrote it. I'm in the process of trying to pitch it to someone that'll help turn it into a TV series called Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven. I love that, George. That's awesome. George, I appreciate you getting up so early with me this morning.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.